Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You decide. 2018.
Yeah, in this last week, before we get to the midterm elections next Tuesday, we are doing our best to speak to every candidate in our listening area. And we spoke to Tim Kaine, the Democrat incumbent in the United States Senate last week. Today, we have the opportunity to speak to his Republican challenger, Corey Stewart, who is the chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors and won the right to be the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate this year. And Mr. Stewart, glad to have you here on the program.
Well, thank you. Good to be on the show this morning.
Yeah. Well, here we are less than a week away. The polls, not to dwell on the polls, because you never know until Tuesday, but the polls are not looking like they're in your favor. What do you make of that?
The last public poll is 2 months old, from early September. Our tracking polls have us down within five.
That close?
That's close, and it's narrowing very quickly. You know, there's been a lot of undecided voters, and Kaine is still under 50%, and he's got 100% name ID. So it's narrowing very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. We think it's going to be a very close race.
Well, I do want to give everybody a chance, and I gave your opponent an opportunity. Tell us why the undecided voter in this audience should choose you over Tim Kaine.
Well, look, you got to ask yourself, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, what has Tim Kaine achieved in 6 years in the United States Senate? He has brought in a grand total of $0 in road construction funding from the federal government. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. He's an automatic no to every single thing that the president proposes. Now, even if you disagree with the president on a lot of things, this senator, Tim Kaine, is an automatic no to everything. When the president proposed the pay raise for our military, Tim Kaine voted no. When the president proposed the tax cut, Tim Kaine voted no. And when the tax cut that every American is now benefiting from the lowest unemployment rate since 1966, highest job growth, highest wage growth, Tim Kaine has said that when the tax cut comes up for renewal in a couple of years, he's going to vote against it. If you want the tax cut to expire and you don't want this, and you want your rates to go back up, well, then vote for Tim Kaine. But, you know, I'm going to be supporting the president's policies because these policies are good for America.
Listen, when we did our Politics and Pints event a couple of weeks ago, some of the people in the audience said, what has happened with Corey Stewart's campaign? He's been successfully labeled as a racist. And I said, you know, the problem with that is anybody who challenges the status quo these days seems to be labeled as a racist. But I want to, and I do believe that that's true, but it seems to have stuck with you. Do you have a reaction to those who think you have surrounded yourself with unsavory characters or people who are white supremacists or associated with kind of the fringe element of the conservative movement?
CNN called the president of the United States this morning a racist. Why? Because he correctly labeled this so-called caravan as an invasion. And then the CNN called the president anti-Semitic this morning. Why? Because the president criticized George Soros. This is all that the Democrats and Tim Kaine have left, is that if you don't buy the far left-wing fringe viewpoint of the Democratic Party, then you're labeled as a racist or an anti-Semite or a xenophobe. And frankly, look, people have figured this out. You know, my support up here in Northern Virginia is very, very strong, and I've got a 55% minority community that I've been governing for 12 years through four elections. You know, I've been traveling and going all over, and I every single Sunday I'm at another large African-American church, and people come up to me, and there's a lot of support for the president, there's a lot of support for me, and they don't believe this garbage that the left wing, the Democrats, the far left wing has taken over the Democratic Party. Anybody who disagrees with them, anybody who supports President Trump, anybody who wants to do something about illegal immigration, anybody who wants to keep our historical monuments, they label us all as racist. And To be honest with you, people have wised up to that.
What other issues do you think have been ignored in this campaign that should have gotten attention?
Well, I think the biggest one is that, you know, Senator Kaine voted to shut down the government, voted to shut down the military, voted to shut down services to military personnel and their families on January the 19th of this year. Why? Because he wanted amnesty for illegal aliens. Tim Kaine put the interests of illegal aliens and amnesty for DACA recipients ahead of the interests of our military. And I think in doing so, you put the interests of illegal aliens ahead of the interests of our country.
Corey Stewart is the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate seat, currently held by incumbent Democrat Tim Kaine. And we appreciate you coming on the show a couple of times over the last several weeks and appreciate it. We'll talk to you again as we get closer to Tuesday. Corey Stewart, the chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors and candidate for U.S. Senate. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.